you would, turn in your Bibles to Acts, the 17th chapter. Acts chapter 17. We'll begin there in a couple moments. But tonight, in the few minutes that I have to speak with you, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about, first of all, why did we give an invitation, the purpose of an invitation. And one of the main reason that we give this invitation at each and every worship service that we have is to give those who are not members of the body of Christ an opportunity to come forward and to be baptized if they feel and if they believe in Christ and they feel that that's something that's necessary for them in their life, that they've come to that decision that they want to be baptized and to name Christ. We want to give the invitation for them and give them the opportunity at each and every worship service. And so to those who are here tonight, we don't know the hearts of all those here, and there may be some in the audience tonight who have not done that, who have not named the name of Christ, who have not been converted or baptized into the body of Christ. And I want to talk a little bit about the difference in how we can look at the scriptures and how we can, we think about the things of Christ and the teachings in the scriptures. And I want to look at Acts, the 17th chapter, and look at two different groups. The first is the group that was the Jews in Berea that Paul talks to in Acts, the 17th chapter. And then the second are the Athenians that Paul talked to later on in the chapter. And I want you to recognize the difference in how these two groups looked at the teachings and how they thought about the teachings of Christ that Paul was giving them. But in verse 10 of chapter 17, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. They were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. And so we see here that the Bereans, they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They received the word with readiness. And for those who have not been baptized under Christ, we ask you to do just this, to search the scriptures. When you, if you've heard something, perhaps in Bible class or in a lesson from the pulpit, either here or at some other congregation, we ask that you would receive it with readiness, that you would search the scriptures. And if you find those things to be so and true and of God's word, that you would take action on those things. On the other end of this chapter, we see a different way in reacting to the teachings of Paul. When Paul's talking to the Athenians there in verse 20, they said, "You are bringing some strange things to our ears, therefore we want to know what these things mean. For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear of something new." And I think that's a very common thing that we see in the world today. Whenever we're talking to somebody who is not a Christian, they tend to just dismiss our teachings of God's word as just some other belief, some other religion. They take the common idea. I heard Dad talking a little bit at the end of the Bible class about tolerance, and they say, "Well, you know, you're right and I'm right. We're both going to the same place," and they don't really care what the scriptures teach. And we need to make sure that we're not as the Athenian brethren, or the Athenians there, not brethren, but we search the scriptures as the Bereans did to find out whether these things were so. And we see later on, after Paul teaches them about the unknown God that they were trying to figure out, we see in verse 32 that when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." And Paul departed from them. And some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysius and Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. So we see here in this passage that a lot of those Athenians did not believe what Paul had to say. They just dismissed it as some other teaching that was just as valid as any other teaching that they had ever heard. And they didn't receive the word with readiness, and they didn't search the scriptures. And so if there are some here tonight who have not been baptized into Christ, you've heard a lot of teachings, or you've heard a lot of teachings on the scriptures and of what Christ expects of you, I ask that you receive that with readiness and that you search the scriptures. And then if you find those things to be true and find those things to be of God's word, that you would make application of those things in your life and that you would come forward and make things right with God. The Bible teaches us that we have to obey what the Scriptures tell us. We're told to, you know, hear the word, once we believe it, repent, confess, and be baptized in order to be saved. And we offer that invitation to those tonight who have not done that. Also, if there's someone in the audience who is a Christian but have fallen away or has not been living a life recently that they should, and you want to make that right, then we offer that opportunity to you as well. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward as we sing the song of invitation. Oh, do not let the wind